This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our lead story today is a tale of a balancing act of retailers in this economy trying to overcome a simply terrible first three quarters of the year by finishing strong. You will hear elsewhere in the program today of indicators we're watching to educate our guesses about where things are going. But a report from the accounting consulting firm BDO shows 29 big retailers filed for bankruptcy protection in this economy through August, and that if things continue at that pace, we will match 2010, the dark days after the Great Recession. So for all the retailers still getting by, the last 3 months of the coming year, that is this year, are going to be even more critical than usual as they go looking for some hope in the holidays. Marketplace's Justin Ho starts us off.
The report found that bankrupt retailers have closed almost 6,000 stores this year. Retailers that have seen the most bankruptcies sell apparel, shoes, products we just haven't been buying much of during the pandemic. Stores and malls have been especially hard hit.
You've got 800 or 900 stores spread across malls in the United States. You probably need about half that many stores.
Brian Yarbrough is an analyst with Edward Jones. He says the big box retailers are spending more to attract consumers who just aren't going to the mall and want to shop online.
You're seeing the Walmarts and the Targets of the world invest billions of dollars a year in technology. These small companies can't keep up.
But many retailers rely on their physical locations and are struggling to stay competitive and attract shoppers during a critical holiday season. David Berliner at BDO says that could include services like contactless checkout or in-store pickup for online orders.
Whatever they can do to make consumers feel safe going into these brick-and-mortar stores.
Berliner says what retailers need to figure out is what makes sense for a physical store to be profitable.
To make sure that brick-and-mortar stores are in the right place, the right size store. You know, I think stores could be smaller now than was designed years ago.
Berliner says the pandemic has just accelerated a trend of store closures throughout the U.S. That's because, he says, the country has been overstored for years. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.